Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Elon Musk is now going to be in court with Twitter over their nonsense. I don't know when that's due to happen or whatever, but you guys have heard my take on it. Twitter has done the wrong thing. You don't sue the world's richest man, and he's got a case. He owns 10% of the company, 11% of the company that he bought in. $5 billion he invested in Twitter. So not only, and then he tenders an offer to say, I'll buy the rest if this is legit. And they say, well, we got a few problems. We do have some fake accounts. We acknowledge a few fake accounts, and they give him a number. And then it turns out that maybe that number's not the case. Now, maybe they could fake the data, you know, or get some people to, some hackers to say, no, it isn't, whatever. But maybe Elon Musk has enough money to tell people, give me the real scoop. If there's a whistleblower inside, I'll give you $1 billion if you give me what I need. Not that he doesn't already have it. So, as I've contended, Twitter is nothing but a pack of lies. They tell you Joe Biden's got 20 million or more people. Then they go, oh, you know what? He only has really about 10% of what we said. I don't even think he has that many. Okay, but let's just say that it is 10%. Let's give it 20. Are 80% of AOC's people legit? I mean, are they illegitimate as well? What about all these people you're calling social media influencers? How much money are they making off their supposed influence? Because advertisers look at you, if you've got 20 million people, they're, oh, we'll give you $20,000 a tweet. And I could go on. So Musk says, not only can I sue you as a person who was a prospective buyer, I'm going to sue you as a actual stockholder. It's one thing that I'm a prospective buyer. But it's another that I invested in your company, and now I learn you're a liar. Not only do I want my $44 billion back, I think I want my $5 billion back. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. You wonder why we don't trust media, social media. The other day I talked about an Axios report about media drop-off. Why do you think people are losing faith in the media? Twitter will tell you about fake news, but they are purveyors of it. In fact, if Twitter doesn't like what you say, they will use bot farms to make it appear as though your opinion is not the prevailing opinion. But then they have the nerve to say, you're talking about fake news. You want to know what they don't want you to use, what word they don't want you to use right now? I found this out from a friend of mine, an acquaintance, Rob Lett. You'll get to know Rob because I'm going to introduce you to him. They don't want you to know what Rob learned. You can't use the word groomer on Twitter. That's the left's condoning of pedophilia and the grooming of young boys and young girls into prostitution or into LGBT activities. They can't use that word. Now, it's been used by many people. It's in the lexicon. There are people who groom young girls, pimps groom young girls into prostitution. You could use it for that, but you can't use it against the pedophiles. You know, Pedo Pete, a.k.a. Joe Biden, and all the other pedophiles that operate in Hollywood, the pedophile rings that get alluded to, but nobody wants to discuss. That's where we are with this. Anyway, I bring up Elon Musk and his lawsuit against Twitter in order to bring you up to speed. And I'm sure you've heard about this. This came from The Hill. But Donald Trump threatened CNN with a lawsuit over defamatory reporting. Charlie Kirk just had The View back down of trying to associate them with some neo-Nazis. Let me tell you what, folks. You ready to win? Elon Musk will win his case against Twitter. He will win. Just like Kyle, what's-his-face, won his case. Rittenhouse won his case When the one kid where the Indian got in his face and everybody's telling, oh, this kid, he was whatever, and he sued CNN, those guys, for an undisclosed amount of money. Well, let me just say this. Don't be surprised if that kid's shopping for a plane. Rittenhouse has won. Musk will win, and Trump has notified, this is what he wrote, I've notified CNN of my intent to file a lawsuit over their repeated defamatory statements against me. I'll also be commencing actions against other media outlets who have defamed me and defrauded the public regarding the overwhelming evidence of fraud throughout the 2020 election. I will never stop fighting for the truth and the future of our country. Trump's attorney sent a 282-page letter to CNN. Don't jack with people of means when you give them a reason to fight. Mark Cuban, I can't stand him, but Mark Cuban sued the federal government and won. And you know what he came out of it when he won? He said, you know why I did it? Because people with less means than I will be able to fight this. Somebody needed to fight it. If I rolled over, the little guy was going to get trampled. Elon Musk is not letting them trample us. So there you go. Anyway, the letter goes on to cite dozens of examples which relate to the network's coverage, they write, of Trump's repeated claims that the 2020 presidential election was fraudulent, The Hill reports. CNN coverage frequently refers to these claims as lies, false narratives, baseless theories, among other terms. Let me tell you what we're going to prove. What Trump is going to want to see my film, because I'm not going to just give you the mules. I'm going to give you the evidence of these guys cheating. Blatant, in-your-face video evidence provided by other people. Don't worry about my life. The CIA and the NSA don't need to come after me. A lot of people know this now. It says the lawsuit alleges those descriptions as false and defamatory. In part because, they write, Trump genuinely believes his claims that the election was stolen. Let me ask you this. Do you think Trump is filing a frivolous lawsuit? Do you think he's doing it for the money? You think he's doing it because he needs some media coverage? Or do you think he's doing it because he might know what I know? I think you get the picture. They say, without regard for President Trump's genuine belief in his statement, CNN has published numerous articles characterizing him as a liar and a purveyor of, quote, the big lie, the letter says. Well, you know what? Trump's about to get his comeuppance. America is about to get its comeuppance. All of us who knew what was going on are about to be told the truth. And I'm going to be one of the truth tellers, I'm proud to say. Hope you support our efforts. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network website and throw a few shekels our way.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
They can't get you scared enough with the virus, so the CDC has come out, and now there's a new bacterium. Have you heard about it? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Yeah, new strains of this or that. Look, things aren't working anymore. We've got to come up with new products because the pharmaceutical industry's got to keep itself going. They over-medicate us. Then the medications quit working. Then we get, MRSA and, killer, like these crazy diseases on steroids. Oh, it's dangerous out there. And it is. It's legitimately dangerous. You now have to go. If you routine bacteria, forget. What was it? A penicillin? Forget penicillin. Disease looks at penicillin and goes, well, you better get out of here with that rock, throwing rocks up in here. Anyway, the CDC has issued a warning over a bacterium found in the United States for the first time. Bum, 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 bum. The bacterium identified by the CDC, Burkholderia, pseudomallea, or B. pseudomallea, causes a rare and serious disease called melioidosis. These words I just don't pronounce every day. It isn't me. It isn't my lack of education. Melioidosis, and was found in the Gulf Coast region of southern Mississippi from two human melioidosis cases. The patients diagnosed with the disease in July of 2020 and May of 2022 were unrelated to each other but lived close by and had no recent travel outside the U.S., according to the CDC. This is, it is scary, because especially the way I grew up, where I was on a 25,000-acre ranch, and the moment we got home, my brother and I got home from school, we got in our little VW Beetle, and we took off, and we would be going, you know, down through the country, and then we would get our fishing poles out or our rifles, and we'd go traipsing through the woods, shooting anything that moved, you know, not for shiggles, but for bait or things like this. And then we went in the water. I mean, I don't know what kinds of pathogens we were exposed to that were undiscovered on this 25,000 acres of utopia for us. But, you know, for example, I never heard of Lyme disease. I had ticks on me every single week, at least. It was a tick. Maybe not in the winter. Well, no, in the winter we did because we had deer ticks. But I had a tick on anytime we went fishing, and I went fishing 3-4 times a week. Anytime we went fishing, there was going to be a tick on you. Some of them were so little, the only way you knew they bit you was you just be scratching and you could see the little holes. They call them chiggers. But we get bit. I had ticks on my private parts, under my underarm, anywhere a tick could burrow, you know. Pretty much, I've had one on my body somewhere. And I never got deer tick disease. But I do know it exists. People get Lyme disease. So, you're out there, you're in the elements, and so once somebody gets something, and we do rely on the CDC. We say, okay, guys, this guy got something, it changed his metabolism or his physicality. Let's figure out what's going on. That when it's working with us, I want these government agencies on top of it, not making sure that things don't spread. But I will tell you, after this whole Wu Flu thing, I don't have any trust in them. So when they talk to me about Burkholderia, pseudomallea, or whatever it's called, pseudomallea, you know, rare disease that cause they say causes a rare and serious disease called melioidosis. Yeah, I don't know that I believe them. Two cases, one in 2020, and then we go 2 years almost before the next case. Sounds like me. You're trying to build a case for something new. So they give us a simple. They said both patients were hospitalized with sepsis due to pneumonia and had known risk factors for melioidosis, I should say. Blood cultures were positive for B. pseudomallei. Both patients recovered following appropriate antibiotic therapy. So it's a superbug. Nothing new. We've been hearing about them for quite some time. And as I said, I've talked to nurses and doctors, and they say the reason, Kevin, we're having these superbugs is because people don't finish their medication. That's number one. Number two, when you come into the hospital, we intubate, we do these different things. Leaving that stuff in your body causes your body to fight it. And if you get any kind of little bit of a bug, then it's what they call it. Not migrating, but, you know, metamorphosizing. I'm just making up words as I go now. But it's changing into whatever it needs to change. And because they keep giving it the same stuff to fight it, it gets more and more resistant. They say, I'm telling you, that when you listen to the guys that understand population and, you know, population corrections and you know, disease, they tell you, you don't have, it's not going to be some superbug. It's going to be the evolution of normal things that's suddenly going to wipe out the population. Now, the eugenicists, the leftists that are, you know, springing this whole Wu Flu nonsense on us are speeding it up. They're speeding it up. They're saying, let's develop these mRNA vaccines and modify your DNA. And then once we give you certain boosters, if you don't take these boosters, you die. And oh, by the way, we're in control of the kill switch. Let's look at these different symptoms. Meliorosis symptoms such as fever, chest pain, weight loss, and abdominal discomfort are nonspecific and vary depending on the type and site of the infection. Now we get the really bad news. Globally, they say, 10% to 50% of melioidosis cases result in death. 50% result in death. 10 to 50%. That's a big gap. So let me just tell you, here's what makes me suspect. It's a big gap between number one and the first patient in July 20, the second patient in May of 22. They didn't have any travel, but they're close to each other. So the idea here is that, they probably walked through the same path of woods, and that's where they got it. But here's the other thing that's interesting. They didn't die. So 10 to 50% of these patients died. Well, if it's 50%, we've already blown that because we've got two patients, and one of the two should have died. As it stands right now, if the United States will look at this problem, we'd have to say this. It doesn't kill anybody. But the thing that triggers me most, 10 to 50%. You tell me 10 to 13%, I say, I get it. 10 to 50 means you're trying to panic me. You're setting me up. I'm not stupid.
Jackson Radio Show.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrat Joe Manchin supports the new reconciliation bill being put forth by Democrats, titled the Inflation Reduction Act, despite his initial concerns about climate change spending. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, believes the bill might not actually reduce inflation.
cut spending, stop spending so much money, fund the police, start producing American energy instead of going to Saudi Arabia asking OPEC to produce more. All of that, their policies have been wrong.
The president's doctor says Biden is feeling well during his bout with a COVID rebound. Dr. Kevin O'Connor releasing a memo saying Biden is fever-free and in good spirits despite another positive COVID test Wednesday. O'Connor adding Biden's vitals are all normal. You're listening to USA Radio News. A task force of officials from all 50 states is organizing to investigate and take action against telecommunications companies responsible for overseas robocalls in the United States. Connecticut AG William Tong, who announced the decision, says gateway providers should be the first line of defense.
We'll issue 20 civil investigative demands. That's 20 subpoenas on 20 gateway providers.
Tong says the country's major telecom carriers are working with the task force on the investigation. The national Clear the Shelters campaign is underway across the country this month. It's an annual push to find new homes for sheltered animals. Over 150 kittens were packed up from overcrowded shelters in Fort Lauderdale, Florida on Tuesday for a flight to Massachusetts. The flights that are being paid for by charities are scheduled all this month. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Primaries happened yesterday in the states of Missouri and Arizona. It's going to be interesting because it's a question of, you know, what's the Republican Party look like? Now, I will tell you this. No matter how you slice this, the Republican Party ends up better. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. And 844-551-8255 if you want to give us a buzz. So what am I talking about when I say the Republican Party is better? The Republican Party is better because Donald Trump has upset the apple cart. Donald Trump has said, if you're going to run, you're going to be a person that supports election integrity. And one of, as I said in another broadcast, one of my friends said, if the crown jewels were stolen, would you stop looking for them? And the answer is no. The Brits would never stop looking for the crown jewels as long as they were missing. It would be a crime. So what are the crown jewels of American politics, of America? Your vote. Your vote is the number one thing. So the number one issue that should be on the minds of every American is, do you believe in election integrity? And let me tell you, for those of you people who try to make it sound like, oh, it's not that big of a deal, just move on, that's rhino talk. Because let me tell you, I've been to many, many events around the country, and specifically in Arizona, which is where I reside now. And when the question of election integrity comes up for those people who are wishy-washy, you should see the audience reaction. I won't say the candidate, but they ask him, do you think that the election was stolen? He says, you know, I really just feel like we should move on. Boo! I mean, the room erupts. It's not an election. I've been to multiple election integrity groups. That's a whole different thing. I'm talking about general, you know, guys out, different panels for a variety of things, whether it's governor, secretary of state, attorney general, treasurer, etc. Every single one, when the question of election integrity comes up, if you aren't for it, it is the biggest boo. You can talk to me about border, you can talk to me about inflation, and I know those are all big deals, but I'm telling you, across the board, election integrity. I talked to the candidate for Secretary of State in Michigan. I suggest you guys go to her website. Her name is Christina Karamo, K-A-R-A-M-O, and her Christina is with a K. Go to her website, give her $5. Let the Republicans know that you are supporting her. She's the candidate, and she won against all odds. And let me tell you something, folks. For those of you who don't understand the big cheat, what happened, and you think it was the Democrats that did it, I will assure you that when you watch Beyond the Mules, the movie that we are making, you can go find out more about it at the Kevin Jackson Network, I promise you, you're going to understand how crooked the Republicans were. They were as big of conspirators, co-conspirators with the Democrats as anybody. And in fact, I would say to you that Republicans were equally, if not more, responsible for the big cheat against Donald Trump. So let's get back to what I said earlier. The only thing that can happen with Trump's endorsements and Trump's power in the Republican Party is to help it. Now, I don't agree with all of his picks. He made a crappy pick in Arizona with choosing Blake Masters over Jim Lehman. But before the election occurred, The Hill was talking about this because they were mentioning that Mike Pence and Governor Ducey of Arizona, both rhinos, endorsed Karen Robson and, of course, Donald Trump with Kari Lake. So we're seeing the outcome of this. And as I said, the party is going to benefit because this is the thing with steel sharpened steel. Are we going to continue to let the rhinos lead, or is Trump going to get his way? And as I said with Trump, he's not always right in his picks. But I'll tell you this, whether you like Trump's picks or not, whether his candidates won or not, he showed he's got clout. I mentioned the other day that Hillary Clinton threw her hat in the ring for the mayor of Los Angeles. Well, okay. Well, let's say that she was, I don't know whether she was successful or how that's going to go, but where else is she? She got any clout? As I mentioned before, Trump at least can put his mark all over the country. Now, according to this thing in this article in the Hill, they're talking about, well, you know, in some cases, Trump is picking the person who's the front runner. That's what McConnell said. McConnell mentioned in 38 of the races Trump picked his candidate for in something, roughly 22 of them, and these numbers don't matter, but you kind of get an idea. 22 of them were ones that were going to win anyway. Okay. What that says to me is, okay, if indeed those are the numbers, and I know they're close, 22 of those candidates we all agree on. So the other ones are the ones where Donald Trump says, okay, because he's going after the guys that don't want to go after election integrity. And I don't blame him. I don't blame him one bit. Because election integrity is critical. And what I know about it, now that we're making Beyond the Mules, I'm going to tell you right now, there would be no America without this happening. In fact, I was talking to a foreigner the other day, a friend of mine. He's a foreigner. And he said to me, he says, Kevin, he said, to saying this to me, I don't think you understand how important America is to us foreigners. He goes, you are the beacon. You are everything that the world has to look at for all of its stuff. He goes, God made America for this purpose. If you go, everything goes. And I'm going, dude, what are you doing? I was like, Negro, please. You going to tell me I don't realize this? I'm fighting for this republic as hard as anybody. I do understand it. I understand it on every level. I understand it on the micro level of special interests, whether it's blacks or Hispanics or LGBT or whatever. People who, by the way, the left marginalize with the way that they approach politics. I understand it at that level. But more importantly, because I am well-traveled and understand world politics, I understand it at the macro level. This isn't just about America. The theft of the election by Joe. Okay, I'll put it this way. If you don't think it matters in the world who you put in the seat of the presidency, ask Taiwan. Right now, Pelosi's, China says, you better not come over here, Pelosi. We're going to be there, and you better just leave us alone. I saw a thing that said, Iran said, we are one step away from nuclear weapons. Who knows? They probably have them. If you announce you're one step away, it's probably because you have them. Well, who let that happen? Barack Obama. And now Joe Biden. And I could go on. Well, are you kidding? Do I understand the way the world, the global climate nonsense? If America stood up and said, look, you can go your own, like what Trump did, you can go your own way with this. We're not buying into it. We're not funding the dirtiness of your air and the dirtiness of your oceans and rivers and what have you. If you can't, if you don't understand it and you can't make your public understand it, shame on you. We do get it. And we're doing our part. America has the cleanest air, the cleanest waters, the cleanest, lakes, rivers, and streams of anybody. That's just a fact. Don't talk to me about what we're supposed to be doing. We're good stewards of the planet, certainly compared to most of the other places. And let me tell you, having lived in China, don't even talk to me about it. You have a nation that is on practical lockdown, 1.6 billion people that can't move without that government knowing everything that they do. If you want to do anything in China, I'm talking about just move around the country. If you can't do it on the underground, the government knows everything you do. Now, that may be okay for some people, but it's not for me. And I think most Americans would say that's not the case. So anyway, going back to this article and this was before the election, they were writing about this. Do more Republicans who impeached Trump lose? So certainly we want to do an analysis of that because they deserve to lose. So they talked about first term Republican Peter Meyer. By the way, he's out of Michigan. Meyer is a big group in Michigan. They have a store called Meyer Drugs. It used to be Meyer Drugs. I don't know if it's Meyer Drugs or if they just call it Meyer, but he's a very wealthy guy. And he was facing John Gibbs. Trump already endorsed Gibbs in that race. Trump is looking at, I'm not telling you he's making all the right decisions, but some of these are cut and dry. If you didn't support me, and by the way, this isn't supporting Trump. I think it's unfair to say you're supporting Trump. Trump says support election integrity. You know Joe Biden did not beat me by whatever number, 6 million votes, and he didn't beat Obama by 12 million votes. This is ridiculous. And with every little bit of evidence that we have, and these people are still saying the same thing, I don't blame him. But I don't blame, they make it look like Trump is being petty. And they make it look like we're being stupid. We're stupid because we need to move on. Let's just stop doing this and let's just forget about it. Any more than I would forget about somebody that broke into my house and beat up my kid. Or think about what you would never forget about. I don't want to give any bad scenarios because it may cause people to, have some trauma. But what would you never forget about that happened to you? I can think of a lot of things. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Not long ago, I gave you some statistics on the voters in Georgia. Republicans were up 94%. Democrats up 27%. Republicans had 1.2 million people vote during the primaries, and the Democrats had 700,000. The level of enthusiasm for Republicans is unbelievable. Here's what's written about it. 100 days out from the midterm election day, the Republican National Committee has made 40 million voter contacts and has nearly $40 million cash on hand, with party officials saying GOP enthusiasm is higher than ever. and committing to winning majorities in Congress in November. An RNC official touted the party's significant milestone in terms of voter contacts. They told Fox News that the 40 million figure is 14 million more than at the same point in 2018. The official told Fox News that Iowa is the 13th state to surpass 1 million voter contacts, while Pennsylvania, Ohio, Florida, Virginia, California, New Jersey, and Texas all have well over 2 million voter contacts. As for financials, the RNC raised $14.5 million last month, with officials calling that the party's best midterm June on record. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I hope you'll go to that website and find out all that we do and the things we're working on. For those of you who are joining the Backstage Club, I promise you, we have so many cool things behind the scenes that are going to start going up. You can look at, and a lot of this stuff goes back years, but you'll have fun reliving some of the moments that I've had over the past decade plus, and of course, some of the more recent things. I may be going to see President Trump in New Jersey at a big fundraiser for one of the candidates that he's supporting, and because there's a lot of them. I got to tell you, I'm very proud that these candidates call me to tell me, Kevin, I'd like you to come to my event, blah blah blah. And so, you know, I'm happy to tell you guys this, that they're, you know, we're making a difference, and they're seeing what our team does. And by the way, when I say our team, I'm including you. Because without you, I don't have a team. I can't afford to keep this thing together myself. If I were to do this all by myself, the likelihood of me having to go back to work is pretty good. Now, here's the good thing about if I have to go back to work. I'm cool with that. I'm good at a lot. I'm pretty smart. You know, strategist on multiple campaigns that have done very, very well. And, you know, I'm proud to say that these people call me. I just put a strategy together for somebody in the general election, and this candidate said to me, wow, I would have never thought of that. And was like, you know, that, I gave them two ideas. They were like, those are such good ideas, and it made me feel good. It warms my heart when these people recognize that. Anyway, so the Republicans are doing quite well. They said in Q2, the Republicans reported 41.8 million. At this point, the RNC has 37.4 million cash on hand, zero debt. The RNC's permanent data-driven ground game has allowed us to contact tens of millions of Americans headed into November, said Rona McDaniel. She's the RNC chair. She said, our strong momentum and grassroots enthusiasm is higher than ever, but Republicans aren't taking anything for granted. Here's what I want to say about this. The Republicans, they suck. But because the Democrats are so bad, the Republicans are setting record numbers. I promise you, many of you that are listening to my voice have said, I'm not giving the Republicans a nickel. Up to heck with them. But the Republicans, in spite of us being upset with them because we got a bunch of rhinos, there are many of us who say, you know what? Let's go ahead and support them. They're all we have right now. Donald Trump is remolding the Republican Party, and if we support this effort, the Republicans will make a dramatic change. And that's why you're giving money to them. But think about it this way. Whatever you think about them, the Democrats are playing into their hands and forcing people. It's probably mostly new Democrats donating to the RNC at this point, going, I feel they're guilty. They're being guilt donated.
I feel so bad.
The Democrats, let me tell you something, folks. The reason why they cheat, and they cheat so big, is it's all they have. They cannot win a demographic legitimately if they told you the truth. Even educated white women would not vote for the Democrats. That's the only one that they have held steady with or grew of all the special interest groups. Educated, college-educated white women still vote Democrat. But if they told them the truth and said, hey, we hate to tell you this, but abortion is really about killing black babies and limiting the number of perceived criminals that would be created, those women would stop voting for them. They would go, I don't want to be a part of that. But let me give you some numbers. Biden approval rating cratered over the last year in general, but he's lost a stunning amount of support, they say, from one demographic in particular, Asian Americans. You ready for the numbers? According to a July Pew survey, 55% of Asian American adults either strongly or somewhat disapprove of Biden's performance on the job, while 44% somewhat or strongly approve. These numbers represent, get this, a nearly 30-point drop for his support among Asian Americans April of 2021, when Pew found 72% of Asians approved of Biden's performance. Overall, the overall public, 37% approve of Biden's performance, 62% disapprove. And by the way, those numbers vary depending on the poll. It's as high as 75% in some polls. They say more than twice as many adults strongly disapprove of Biden's performance. I'll get it out. Then strongly approve. 45% strongly disapprove, 18% disapprove. Now, I want to see how the Democrats think they're going to cheat their way into this. Because let me tell you, if this goes the way of the Democrats this next election, and it's in danger of doing that, because if you think it's all about the mules, you better understand this. The cheat goes beyond the mules. Yeah, nice plug for my movie, right? Anyway, black adults, they say, are the only major demographic group where a majority have a positive evaluation of Biden's job in office. 57% they approve, with 32% saying strongly approve. So what that means, people, is 43% of blacks disapprove or strongly disapprove. When have you seen a number that high of black disapproval of Democrats? Silly Negroes are waking up. They say, views among Hispanic adults and Asian adults are mixed. 46% and 44% respectively say they approve of Biden's job performance. By contrast, a large majority of whites, 68%, say they disapprove of Biden's job performance. Now, this is general survey. So those numbers might differ from what we said earlier about the Asians. While majorities across all age groups disapprove of Biden's job performance, his approval rating is 10 points lower among adults under 30, which they have him at 31%. And among those 65 or older, he's at 41%. Now, this is a Pew poll, but there was a poll recently with just Democrat voters. I don't know who it was, but you have to go back to that show. And they had 92 or 94% of the under 30s would not vote for Biden again. So to say that his disapproval is 10 points lower among adults under 30 at 31%, that's a Pew poll. That just goes to show you how much this polling, quite frankly, I don't even think it matters. It says Asian American voters make up only 4% of the electorate, made up only 4% in 2020, but they are the fastest growing ethnic group in America. The Asian population grew 81% between 2000 and 2019, just in that 1 year, 2019 to 2020. So I don't know if that's good news or bad news, considering we've been infiltrated by the communists, the Chi-Coms, Chinese Communist Party, and we don't seem to be stopping them at all. But those are the numbers. And no matter how you look at those numbers, there's no good news there for the Democrats, none. So I understand why they feel the need to cheat and cheat mightily, but they screwed up. They overplayed their hand. They cheated in such a way you can't keep a lid on it. And there's proof, as I said, beyond the mules proves it beyond the shadow of a doubt. And when I tell you there's undercover video of these people saying we're going to get rid of the evidence, we're going to delete this, we're going to burn this, they're actually ripping things up on camera. We're leaving no doubt of what occurred. I got to leave it there, folks.
Put putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.